Okay.
Let's get started. Okay? Now, what I'd like to do is just to go back a little bit because reading the Shulchan when I read it, okay, I thought that when he says da shazhori hi achas mishnei chelkei tzivui, this whole discussion was an introduction to Arabic, okay, and that's what he's going to quote this Arabic the linguist, whoever he is, his philosopher, whatever you want, and then he's going to move over to other languages, correct? The problem is that there's a tshuva from the Rambam's great-grandson. And it touches on another question, which, as we will see, if you look at the Rambam, basically the discussion of the word tzivui is really not based on the Torah, you know, he bases it on rabbinical literature, correct? And, correct? Okay. And his discussion about Torah really is limited to how you interpret the word, a negative in Lashon HaMikra, correct? And we'll see about this as we go on, okay? So what I'd like to do is read to you a tshuva from the Rambam's great-grandson, and that, like, if you want to have a set of gears and you threw a monkey wrench in it, here it is. It goes like this. He's trying to interpret this line. Shehazhori hi achas mishnei chelkei tzivui. Okay? Shaila. Minayin lonu shazhori hi mechelkei hatzivui. Okay. Tshuva. Minakosu b'mishne Torah. That's Sefer Dvorim. That's Dvorim. That's not Bepashas v'eschana. Listen to this. Vasisem pesel tmunas kol asher tzivcho Hashem Elokecha. That's the end of the tshuva. Because what is, you're not allowed to make a pesel, correct? And it says, kashet tzivcho Hashem Elokecha. So what does the word tzivcho mean? It means aloisase, correct? And the Torah says tzivcho. So it's very clear that the word tzivui also refers to a loisase, and that basically, and he's explaining the shnei chelkei tzivui. So he's learning the shnei chelkei tzivui is an introductory remark, which applies to everything. That's the premise, and he starts talking about it in Arabic, and it moves to this, but it really applies to everything. And since it applies to everything, The Rambam's great grandson, Yeshua Nogi, is focusing on this line. Okay? Correct?
So, why is it not meant to prove from the.
I'm not, something. So, the whole thing. So, once I said this, I saw that the truth is, I was working on this very seriously. I saw this last Shabbos, and I said to myself, This is amazing, So what's going on? What's the whole Shirish about? Okay, so I felt that I had to at least, so I'm not okay. So I think the answer is very simple. Okay, you see, I think what happens is that Lashon HaMikra, in this sense, is very similar to Arabic and dissimilar to Rabbinic Hebrew. And he's interested in focusing on a very different, interesting issue in Rabbinic Hebrew. See, if you notice, he makes a big deal out of whether the generic term for command And the specific term for a positive command and a negative command are the same. Is a positive command and the generic term the same? Correct? And he basically says in Arabic it is the same. Okay? Whether it's a convention or that's the way it is, I don't know. Okay? In Lashon HaMikra, it also is the same. Because Tzivo and Tzivcho, in other words, could be this way, and it could be the generic term of the word Tzivui in general, a command, the generic term, and it could be the specific term of doing something, correct? And over here, it's a specific term. What happens in Rabbinic Hebrew, which is what he's trying to use, is a generic term which refers to all commands, which is different than the peculiar command of Naseh and Eloisaseh. And that's why he's called the word Gezer and Gzeres and Gzeres HaMelech, which refers to generic term of commands in general. And by having such a word, and that word, the Matiki Hashmur, claiming that's what all mitzvahs are about, so they can make a clear statement that all mitzvahs are tzivuim. And that's what he's trying to do. You see, an isolated phenomenon that we happen to know that the word tzivui can be used for loisaseh, okay, which may be an isolated, could be a general rule, okay, but it doesn't tell you what mitzvahs are in general. But if the Matiki HaShmua call all mitzvahs Gzeres HaMelech, so then you've proven your point. Okay. That is, I think, the point over here. And as we see as we go on, the Rambam is maneuvering and changing what language Lashon Ivri is talking about. Remember, he has this strange... You see, I was truly bothered by a problem. Because when we learned the Psicha to Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam refers to Lashon HaMikra, Lashon HaMishnah, and Lashon HaTalmud. This new word of Lashon Ivri is not there. And all of a sudden it crops up in Cherish Ches. Because the Rambam in the Psicha is trying to decide whether he should write in the Hebrew of the Tanakh, or the Hebrew of Rabbinic Hebrew, or the Aramaic of the Talmud. He's talking about Lashon Mikra, Lashon Mishneh, and Lashon HaTalmud. Okay? Here, the Lashon Ivri is an umbrella term for two different languages and can may refer to both or refer to either one separately. It can refer to Rabbinic Hebrew and it can refer to Lashon HaMikra. And the Rambam is going to make this change as we go along. That's just one to just... So, you know, this is what we have over here. So, just before we start, what seemed to be an insurmountable problem, you know, I'd be sure to know, you know, what's going on? There's a whole thing, and he doesn't say anything. Okay, because it doesn't prove anything about anything. Okay? Now, that is point number one. And he needs that for Lashon HaMishnah, because he needs Lashon HaMatik HaShmua, because the Matik HaShmua, the Baile Matayag Mitzvahs, because that's the Mesira. So they make a statement of what a mitzvah is all about, and the Loisa said, and the Gzeres HaMelech, so we know something very clearly about Tayag Mitzvahs. And that's the point. You see, if you remember, the Rambam is making two arguments over here. The first is a linguistic argument, okay, and with the assumption that since Chazal call it, and we're talking about Tzivuyim, okay, and then even if you deny the linguistic argument, he's making an argument for Matik Yeshmur. which is a whole new argument. And that is very peculiar about rabbinic Hebrew, and it has to be a discussion of rabbinic Hebrew. Okay. So that is point number one. Now, the next point, okay? This word gzeva, okay, we'll see later as I go on, you know, there are raya perceptors and other rayas that the word gzeva in the Matiki Ashmua is referring to the mitzvahs, okay? Let's give it as a given, okay? And the assumption is that it's really clear all Tayag mitzvahs. Okay? And the Lashon Ivri over here is really Lashon HaMishnah. But clearly later, the Ivri is referring to Lashon HaMikra. I just want to point out this change in Rambam, because later on in the Sheresh, he says the following, which we didn't get to, but just to give it to you. We ain't shom dobo she is by lecho boy, and he put in, because Hevdel is assumed, hashlila min or ashola, the difference between ashola and shlila, zuas inyan amayma. That's the context. Avo minamila, lo minamila, because the word lo, hoyel umila sashlila vasholo, be ivri. What do you mean ivri? Which language is he talking about?
The Pasuk.
He has to be talking about Lashon HaMikra. It could be also referring to Lashon HaMishnah, but that's irrelevant for us. Okay? So the amazing, he's using the same word and the same exact Arabic thing of where he refers to Ivri and referring to two different things. And I don't think that's a problem because the interest is different. Okay? Okay? Now, aside, I don't want to get involved in this, okay? But you shouldn't come to me. Because in Lashon Targum, okay, or in Lashon HaTalmud, okay, the word Gzeira I pointed out to you, Geza, is referring to Tichas Boso, from Ola, or Krisis Bris, okay. I found in many times in the Torah, when we're talking about Alpi Havaya, the Targum interprets it as Gzeiras Memra Dashem. Okay. But I, first of all, I don't think the word Alpi something necessarily means a tzivui. It's referring, it's giving somehow some edification or something. Or of the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nothing to do with Tzibui. And the Rambam, I discussed with others who understand Arabic, whatever it is, they claim clearly the Rambam, when he's talking about Lashon Ivri, is not referring to Lashon HaTalmud. Okay. Okay, it's just an idea. Okay, now next point. Last week, we ended up in a quagmire, okay? The quagmire is that Rambam seems to have a different text, or what he's quoting in Teres Kohanim is very different than any text in Teres Kohanim which we have, okay? Or the Kisveyan, anything, or the Mishenim, anyone who talks about this Teres Kohanim, it's talking about something else, okay? Whatever it is, you know, you can't, you know, to be in front of the Rambam and see what text he had, and whatever, you know, it's not negate anything, because I don't think we'll get anywhere with that, okay? But this is what he quotes. But whatever it is, okay, the important point in Mitzvah Kuftes, is there such a thing as a Shrano? And such a thing as an Alamar? And a Shrano is like a Huros Atero without a Hechach. And there's an Alamar, which is Sibui, which is a Hechach on the Gavur. Correct? And what clearly happens in Mitzvah Kuftes is that the Ram says that a Shrano is not Gzeres Melech. Correct. So this itself, before you get to anything, you know, then so what are we talking about anymore? This becomes very strange, okay? But before we get to that, okay, it's very clear where the Rambam is coming from. We look, for example, in Tisept and Krisus, in Perek Aleph HaLechovov, V'shar kol loises eshebatera hare elu ba'ashoros ale elu ba'ashoro ho'ive al gzeres ha'melach. So, Shaku Lysis Shabbatel, okay. So the truth is, and we'll just come back to because this will be very important for us later, okay? The Mombabasra, Kufnun Tesam and Aleph, Dilo Temi Hochi, Moshe Vi Aroin, Lachisnum, Mishum Deloy Mehemne, Mehemne, who? Alexeris Akosuhu, Shuli Idulahem, Hochinam Xeris Melechu, Shul Yoid Al Ksab Yodoi Lachisna. Okay? So that's what it means. Okay. So that's the Ram learns the Chamitza. Alois. Okay, Mitzah. Now the problem is like this. You see, if you're coming, well, we'll see two issues over here. If you're coming and saying that all mitzvahs are gzeres melech, and gzeres melech is a tzibui in the generic sense, so then you've proven your point, okay? But if the Ram can say in Tuba Mechilos that Shorano is not Xeris Melech, and the word Xeris Melech refers in general about mitzvahs, but doesn't necessarily refer and tell you something about every single one of them. So the same way we do it in Mitzvah Haseh and can throw in Shorano, why not do it in a Lois Haseh and throw in Shlila? Okay? And what do you have here? Then this is not only back to where you started. Okay? So I think what the Rambam did over here, if you notice, the Rambam goes out of his way when he talks about Shlila, it says, Ein bo afilu reyach of tzibur, right? So why is the Rambam use reyach? Who is what reyach? Okay. So I think the answer is Rambam is not very didactic over here. And the issue is like this, okay? There is something called reyach, okay? Reyach, okay. And we find in Chazal Afkas, Afkas this and Afkas that. Okay. Afkas, if you look in Mishnah, we talk about it, Me'ein Ho'ika. Okay. Reach is not Me'ein Ho'ika. For example, you'll find the din. Look, I'm not getting about the reich haget, okay? Reich haget, if a man gives his wife a get, and the get has reich haget, even after he gave it to her, he's allowed to live with her without a new kedusha. I think there's something called afkas get, which there isn't such a thing. I don't think that would be allowed, okay? The reich haget expressed himself, that's main. It's something, what's the reich haget? That we're not going to allow if the husband is a kohen or to marry a kohen afterwards. That's called reich haget. Okay? So it's something me'ein or me'ein. So he's trying to tell you that shlila has nothing to do with sivul. That's the point. And I think that Ashurana, even though it's not a Xeris HaMelech, but it certainly has a Reach, or maybe more than that. Okay? And I think the Rambam only trying to say in Kuftes that in the proper form, that if you want to be very explicit about Xeris Melech in the full form, okay, in the full meaning of the word, then it's Dafka Chodes Gavra. But if you want to be more loose in the way that Chazal used it discussing Tayyad Mitzvahs, then Shrana would also fit into it. But Shlila has no place over here, because Shlila is not even Reich Tzibur. Okay? So, you know, that's all very nice, okay? If I would have been the Rambam, okay, I would have quoted the Tisefta, and the Tisefta says basically every loisa seh is Gzeres Melech, and I would have told you this difference which we have in Mitzvah Saseh Ben Shrano La'alma only exists in Mitzvah Saseh, but loisa seh you have the Tisefta. That's what I would have called it. The Rambam doesn't do that. Okay? Okay. Whatever you want. But I don't think it makes enough gemina over here. I think, I would have said my argument is more cogent because I'm going off the Matik Yashmur and they call. That's the Losh. Now I want to be the Losh of the Zeft again. Perik Aleph, Halacha Vav, V'shah Kol Leisa Seh, V'shah Kol Leisa Shemateira, Hari Elu Ba'as Hora, Ho'ive Al Gzeres HaMelech. That's it. That's all he wants. That's what the whole Sher is about. He could have quoted that, you know, and said, bye-bye, and that's it. Okay. Now, so, you know, I'm telling you, see, these two problems that we started, you know, seem to be almost insurmountable. You know, how, what he does with the Sifra is going on. But once he finishes the Sifra, and you have Mitzvah, say, Kuftes, you don't know how Gzeris Melech factors in with Mitzvahs, correct? You know, let's even take what he says. Okay. Now I want to show you something. And this is very confounding, okay? Here I'm okay. The last point, I'm not sure I'm going to trip, I think, okay? The Gemara in Yuma. Omer Rav, Yuma, Yuram and Aleph. Omer Rav, Asida, Poras, Shetipo, Biad Remi. What's the word? Tipo, Biad Remi. Omer Lei, Rav Kahana. Ravasi, Rav, Binuye, Biat Sture, it's going to be built in the hands of the Seisrim, Amalahu, in Gzeras Melechi. Okay. So what is Gzeras Melechi? So I would say Gzeras Melech is like Ki'ilu. It's telling you that's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, you know, you could make a case that sometimes the word Zeres Melech means Sivui, and sometimes it means Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. Or like Hilchos Avlei Taima, something says Zeres Melech, okay? That's what I would have assumed. Okay. However, it's all very nice. But maybe what Chazal used the word Gzeres Melech is in one of the same mitzvahs, and that's Sichlius, and mitzvah Hilchos Abulei Taimo, and didn't Bechlal have in mind the word Tzivui at all. And that's why they use the word Gzeres Melech. So then you're bankrupt. The Rambam L'Chaira is working with the assumption that the word Gzeres Melech definitely means Tzivui. Okay? Then he's using it because Chazal used it by in terms of mitzvahs. But I question that. Maybe it doesn't mean Tzivui at all. Maybe it just means the Chatzin of Hashem or the Hilchos Abulei Taimo. And that's basically what ends up in the Teres Kohanim in the Gzeres Melech and the other cases like that. When it talks about Michya in Teres Kohanim and other places, it basically is, for example, here's Tesept in the Goyim. Perek Gimel Ochazayim. Omer Meir v'chimishu michia hein metamin v'lo ein michia metamin v'rosh eivorim el gzeres ha-melechu hi afilu kolshu. The purpose of that is to say that it's a tzivui. To say it's a hilchos abulei taimo. L'chera. Mechilta d'Rav Shimon Yochai. Perek Yud Beis. Min ha-kvosim min ha-yizim. Prat l'klayim. Kvosim v'yizim gzeres melech. But that's what it should be. That's because that's a mitzvah. Oh, no. That's the Tzein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mechilta de Rav Shimon Yochai Perek Chaf Aleph. Chamisha Boker Yishalom Tachas Hashoah V'Al B'Tzoni Tachas Aseh. Gzeres Melechi. Why is it Dalei V'Hei? Gzeres Melechi. You could say in both these cases, in the pakeh, and the pakeh is a tzivui, in the mitzvah case, I don't know. But you know, all I'm just trying to say, the whole argument, assuming that Gzeres HaMelech means a mitzvah, means a tzivui, is very weak, okay? That's what I would say. You know, until this point, that was okay, you know. And the Rambam, you know, what he does in Kuf Tes is very self-defeating.
According to Argyus.
Well, according to Argyus and the Rambam, what?
In the Tosefta, in the Teres Kohanim.
No. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, he quotes this and says that Shran is not Gzeres Melech. And that's self-defeating to his point of a Cherish Shemini. Okay. I'm not interested. I told you, I forgot. I'm forgetting about his Gyus. I know nothing. I know what he says in Sherishimini. I know what he says over here. And looking at the two, you say to yourself, you know, what's going on? It's self-defeating, okay? So I told you what I would say about that, okay? Okay. And I told you I would have quoted, you know, the Sefta, not this. Okay, he didn't do that. Okay, the same. Okay, so next. But I show you. The Gemara in Yuma, and I show you other cases that he could have said that the word Gzeres Melech just means Hilchos Abulei Taimo. And maybe that's all it ever meant. Okay? If it's Hilchos Abulei Taimo, you don't know it's a Tzivui Bechlal. So you're back to where you started. That is my point. I you know, the first two points, you know, I thought were insurmountable, but I got this. This, I just don't know what to do. How do you know that when Chazal use the word Gzeres Melech by a mitzvah, that it's not just trying to tell you that it's Hilchos Abulei Taimo? Okay. Now, okay? That's what we have. Okay? The fair question so far? That's what we have. Okay. Now, next. Now, I want to go on. But I felt that, you know, without dealing with this, I'm not really being fair. Not that I dealt with it, but whatever I dealt with. Yeah, but you see, the Rambam is very careful, as you see. For kach korim. You see, what does it mean, v'kach korim? V'kach korim hachom kol mitzvah. Bein aseh, bein lois aseh, gzeres melech. So the kol mitzvah means that it's a generic term. And it means tzibud, so you have everything proven, okay? But l'chayr is not kol mitzvah. I don't know what he wants with kol mitzvah. Okay? That's what you have here, correct? Now, next. Ava Shlila. Okay, now we're going off. Correct, right? This, it is what it is, correct? Ava Shlila. He inyan achir. It's nothing to do with Sibu. For who shetishlo nosu minoise. Okay. The ain boy me inyan at Sibu is shum dovo, ka'om choloi ochal ploni emesh. The ain ploni shayse yayin. The ain uve, uvein ave shimon, ukedema leze. Hine kol ze shlilo ein reach tzivui bo. Okay? So that I mentioned to you already before. Now, this kol kiyetze b'ze, I'm not sure some told me that the Arabic noisei and nosu might not be accurate, but I was told that the kavone is that we want to negate something from a peculiar population. The something we want to negate is the nosu, and the noisei is that population. So we want to say, for example, loy ochal ploni emesh, we want to negate achila from the peculiar population called ploni. Okay? That's what it is, correct? Vamila sheyishlu bo baravi aloi he milas ma mem alef. Vishlu gam bimilas la. But aloi it's ma. Uvimilas lais. Avalo ivrim. Loiv shlilosa mamidas loy biatzmo shegam shebo gam yasiru. If you recall, the Ram clearly said in that Maimar Musga that all Arabic hasholas are loy. Right? And there are many words for shlil in Arabic, and Roiv Pomel use ma. So the Ram's commenting to an Arab scholar and a person who knows Arab, well, they ask, so what's this whole shirish about? Because you can clearly see by the word that's used, if it's ma, it's a shlila. If it's a lo, then it's ashola. You know, maybe sometimes the word la, la, whatever it is, might be also a shlila, but no, no. However, when it comes to the Torah, and that's the Ivri, it's the exact same word. The same word we use for avol ha'ivrim roiv shlilosom b'milas loy bi'atzmo shebo gam yashiru. You know, maybe he's referring to us in Mishnah also, but that's irrelevant for us. The issue that he's interested in over here is the Lashon HaMikra. V'yishlulu, okay, gam kein b'milas ein. Umashi is chababo, min akinuyin kmo einoi, vi einom vi einchem zulosom. But there's no ashol with ein, it's only shlil. Okay? So if you see the word ain in the Torah, you know that it's a shlila, okay? But if you see the word lo, you don't know nothing, only from the context, or from the verb, from the grammar, the way it's used. Omnom, ashlila be'ivri, b'milas lo, kein omru, v'leikom, no vi'ol, b'yisrael kamoshi. Not to say it's a lav here, it's a zahor, it's a shlila. When we show you, the Kom Oid Novi from Yisrael, called Dom Kemoshe from Yisrael. Loi Ish Kael Michazeim, Loi Soku. Tamayim So, Belo Amar Ish Kifneim, Belo Kom Belo Zomi Menu, Belo Am Koelu. This is all Kaelu, these are all Shlilus. Vashlilu Milas Ein, Kein Omru, V'odam Ayin, Besodli, V'amesim Einam Yodim Ma'uma, V'zulos V'abim Gam Kein. Hine kva ispaya l'cho achiluk, Shivin Ashlilu V'ashova, V'zoi Shashova Me'in Atzivu. Okay. El Kein Paul Atzivu B'shova, Kloima, She Paul Atzivu L'olam B'osid, Kacho Ashova. Okay, tzivu and ashova only in the future. If you have it in the past, it can't be. It's not a tzivu, it's a shlila. V'chein ashova. U'bilti afshol la'achnis tzivu b'sipur. Ki ha'sipur tzorach l'nosim v'noiseh. The whole idea of sipur can only mean a shlila. You can't talk about a sipur and talk about a tzivu, because tzivu, you're interacting with something.
In terms of the avar, so lo kam b'Yisrael k'moshe od is avar, but doesn't it mean there will not arise in Israel? I mean, it means the future, but even though...
Sometimes, I don't know, sometimes the Hebrew, the structure, that word kam, I think refers to both the avar and the osir. I assume so. Because it wants to have both of them. It never was and it never will be. And that's what the Rambam talks about also in the Buchim there. Okay. But Sibui, Dibu Sholim, Kmoshi is Bayim Islam Mukhobam Mizeh. Okay. He's also referring to linguistic song. V'chein Gam Ashol, Lo Tikonis Vesipo. V'ein Kein Ashlilo. L'fish Ashlil, Tikonis Vesipo, V'tishol V'yoba, Ube Asir V'lohevet. If you think about it, you understand all these rules about Noise and Osu, about Osid and Oval, and also about Sibu. Okay? That's pretty clear, correct? Now, here we're going. Zekach, hine ein roi libnois halavim shehem shlilas shlila b'mitzloi sebeshum orfen. V'zeu inyan moivsi. He calls moivsi, Kapach translates as muchach. She'ein tzoch olav edus. It's so poshit and so clear that you don't need any proof for it. Zulas mashi is kalnu b'avonis n'yemilis. Anyone who understands anything about grammar and linguistics will understand very simply that a shlila has nothing to do with a tzivui, and that shlila has its characteristics, that it could be b'avavasid, both, that it has a nosei nosu and tzivui, correct? K'dei l'havdu b'en ha'shol v'ashlila. And that's what he's referring to, the Bahag. And we don't have such a Bahag, but the Ramban seems to have it, okay? It's not in the Bahag we have. He doesn't say Zul Seinu is, but the Ramban is very clear that there is such a Bahag. And the Ramban in Asogis, and also in his Pirush al-Tera, okay? says the Bahag is moina lo seis the kseis avodim lo seis a kseis ho avodim. Okay, ad shebo limnois lo seis a kseis ho avodim lo yada shushlilo lo yaschavo ubeya ze kmo shebay. How do we know this? Ki v'ze ki Hashem kvadon b'mi shiake avdoi alamoso aknanim v'yachsu b'eis ha'ako echon me rosh evorim shiyotze l'cheirus. Rosh evorim is not the Torah. The Torah says shein v'ayin, but the Ram says from it is very clear that shein v'ayin is, you know, even with Modash, the Ram says the Pirush Mokobu, Mufurish. And say for mitzvah when he's told when, okay, so that's when he puts all the shame rosh evorim without a problem. She eats the cheres. Boy, oile b'daitenu shadov ka kain biom avriya be mikol sheken with a kol sheken, okay. Mikol sheken, be mikol sheken. The kal v'chaim, u'shehu im chos achas mirosh eivareo she takes the cheres. So what's only tzeitz avodim? That this din that the noisei, okay, is the shivcha. The shifru yom avriya doesn't have this din. It doesn't have the nosu. This din of yitzir b'shem ayin v'rosh evor l'cheres. Correct. So he says this fits the paradigm of shlila. There's a noisei nosu. Chen sholem erzeh adin leisei tzis avodim kilu omal eno mischayim yitzios l'cheres b'chason echem evero. V'arizeh shlilas din mimeno loy as hora. It's a shlilas din. It's a noisin and nosu. Okay. So first he's going with the Lashon from linguistic, and then he quotes the Chachmei Hamesir. And if you deny the linguistic proof, I have a Matik Yashmur, because they're the Bailim on the Minyan HaMitzvahs. V'chein pirushu oisei bala kabbalah atem makik yashmua v'yomu v'mechilt loisei tzeis avonim enu yoytzei b'rosh evorim k'derech shakanim yoytzei. This is all very nice. This sounds okay. Good to say that. No, there's more to talk about over here, but I want to ask you kasha, which in my opinion is ech kamo chokim imen. Okay, listen to this kasha. This occurred to me, and maybe I'm out of my mind, but I just don't get it. Let me start with this. Mitzaseh. If I ask you, let me just think about it. Let's think about it logically. If I ask you that you want to have a kal v'chaim about shen v'ayim in Rosh Evorim from Eved Knani to Omer Briya, if I could demonstrate that the din of Shein V'ayin is somehow embedded into Eved Knani, the whole Kal V'Chomer don't make no sense. Excuse the double negative. But if you look at the Yetzir of Shein V'ayin as a separate din, so you can say that the Eved Ivri has this din, and the Omer V'Yi should have this din with a Kal V'Chomer. L'chira. The Seichel HaYosha requires such an approach. Okay. But then I said to myself, so let's check this out. Listen to this. Mitzaseh Resh Lamed Hei. He Shetzivonu B'din Eved Knani. B'din Eved Knani. V'hu Shenavoy Boi Le'olam. Olam Ben Tavoy. Ot medin eved kenaini, there's a din olam mem tavodu. U'she'en loy cheres, ela b'she'en v'ayin. V'omra yis'ala li'olamen kavodu v'omra v'chiyake ish. So l'chira v'chiyake ish is the chadram called sh'ishvi yatnai. Or that the mitzvah l'olam kavodu is only as much as is no rashim olam. Similarly, in the Protea mitzvahs in Hilchos Avodim, Lavoid b'evik kenani olam. And here it's very clear. Ela in Cain, he for loy adoin of Echem Elosh Eivorov. So I asked you a question, okay? If the din of Yitzir v'shem v'ayin is not a separate din Yitzir, but it's part of the Olam Behem Tavodu, and there's no din of the Olam Behem Tavodu in an Omri Vriya, how can anyone in their right mind make a Kal V'chomer? So what the amazing thing is the Rambam's doing, is the Rambam saying, how's the Rabbi say? I want to tell you one thing. What's pshat in the Pasuk in the Torah? The Torah is telling you that the Kal V'chomer that you would have had without this Pasuk, you would have said that it did a shame v'ayin. And it's not there. And at the same time, when he talks about the mitzvah, lo man tavodu, what's not in the mitzvah is...
Maybe that goof is how he knew it.
So if you know that, then you don't need the kavod, you don't need the pasuk anymore. You know, you can tell me, why would you see the Torah is not to be dosh the kavod chayma that tells you that it's part of the mitzvah, lo man tavodu? Maybe just step and say, you can do whatever you want, but I don't see it. Okay. So that is l'chera a problem. Okay? Okay? Now, I just wanted to go back and just see this question. She'ein, see, when he talks about, when he said before, "V'zehu inyan moivsi she'ein tzoruch olav eidah zuasi mashis his kiruhu kirunu v'havonis inyan amilis l'chayu," is referring to the linguistics of the way it's used. Is it used as a nosav and noisei, or is it used as a sipur, correct? I didn't understand that Kapach has a whole discussion that you learn it from context and he translates different. I don't understand what's going on. L'chayu referring clearly to his whole discussion over here. Okay, that's just a point. Okay. Now, there's another problem over here. Okay. So the Chayla, when he refers to the Balei HaKabbalah, and he's referring to Mechilta, okay, even though Lemaisa, the Gemara Kiddushin, Tezayin, when Aleph, Ravuna Hailo Seitz Sabon my Dorish Bay, Homi Boyle Shaina Yoitze, Burosh Von Kevit, Adigmon Kedushin Khafom and Aleph, Oma Gobel, Loima, Shaina Yoitze, Bashem Bain Kevit, Burosh Von Kevit, Oma Yabaye, Hahu, Miloy Seitz, Kesay Sabon of Nafke. Oh, that's okay. So, he quotes a Mechilta and not the Gemara, as I always tell you, that he wants to have the Matiki Ashmur, the Balei HaKabbalah, or the Pirush HaMekubal, and he knows when he quotes a Mechilta, he has the Pirush HaMekubal. That is again and again and again. It's a Gemara. No, that's not my interest, okay? However, here it becomes a little sticky, okay? Because a priori, you would have said, he's referring to the Mechilta Rabbi Yishmael, which goes like this: Loseitzke says avodim, Loseitzke brosh eivorim, keder shaknanim yoitzim. Okay, but it doesn't mention a kavuchim. It just says it doesn't go out. Okay,
doesn't quote the kavuchim.
Doesn't quote the kavuchim. Hikish what?
He doesn't quote here the kavuchim either. It's not so clear.
Sure he does.
Not in the mechilta.
Which mechilta?
Vamra mechilta lo teiteke teis avodim, enu yoteh brosh eivorim kederach. Sheknani Yoitzim. It's not a Kal V'chomer.
One second. I don't see. The Om Bechit Loseis Kseis Avonim in Yoitzim Berosh Eivonim Keder Sheknani Yoitzim. Okay? So that's this. There's no kavachum. We don't know anything, correct?
Correct.
And that lechera is this mechilta, correct? The mechilta of Shmuel Yochai is much more explicit about the kavachum. And basically, in Rabbi Akiva, Amalu Rabbi Akiva, Man itzorach v'lekvar nema leisavik boi avodis oved matam leses tseis avodim shaloi te yoitze al ashein v'al ayin ki avodim shohoye bedin u'ma evik kanani shein yoitze b'shonim u'biyoyim v'legilon kesef haru yoitze al ashein v'al ayin zush yoitze b'shonim v'yoyim v'legilon kesef eno din shidei yoitze al ashein v'al ayin tam lo yoitze tseis avodim. Very nice, correct? You know, so I would have said that's a little more explicit, but you know, he's probably quoting the Mechilta. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yishma, okay. The problem is the other man, the Omer, in the Chutra Mishum, Mishum Be'yokoi. Starts like this. Says Avod Mishloi Teinu Teles, Achrov Duloim Ublurios Lemelchat. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Okay. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. So lechera. I would have said that, you know, that there's a, you know, that Rebbe Eliezer, but the truth is, there are two lavim. There's a lav, well, a savoid boy, avoid this of it, which the lav on the other. And the chavit, there's a lab over here, there's a hashol on the shivcha. Kilu, that the shivcha is not allowed to do it. So, Isma, what do you mean? Loisaitse, it's going on her. Loisaitse can say sabodim. She's not allowed to do it. That lechera, whatever, whatever we're taught. Lechera, that's what's going on. You know, I don't think that's a lab, because we have another lab over here. It's a lab on the other end and an ace on her, whatever that means. You have to know what that means. But lechera, that's what Belos is talking about. And what you're ending up is a machlokes tanoim about a pirush mekubal, and you don't know what you're talking about because that's impossible. And then you end up with a machlokes about mina mitzvahs also. And that Kilu, he didn't understand, you know, and Rabbi Loza didn't understand everything that was going on with linguistics and this, and you have the proper makamata, whatever you want, okay? That's, okay, next. So now we have that. So that is this part, okay? Hine, for his boy Lacho, Shu Shlilis Ezedin, who Shilosam Imena, Lo Shuhu, Lo Shihis Haunu Aladolo. I don't know what his Hilnu Aladolo means. I don't know what his Hilnu means exactly, but I would have said if there's a lav, it's on ha, and if there's a lav, On the other, we have that loisavu boy avodis oved anyway. I don't know, unless it's something else, you know. Maybe, I don't know, you have to know what his heel knew and what tense it is and what it means.
Is it hidden and basted, maybe?
Okay, then it's something out, then we shouldn't do something, and it doesn't mean then what Rabbi Loz is talking about, but it means something else. That's what he's doing. His hilnu al adova. It could be its bezin. It could be something else. I don't know. Okay. V'ein heflish bein omru leseitzek seis avodim oy omru lo yivake hakliin lesei atzohu tomehu shushlilu gemula v'lo yashol. Okay. Here. V'zeh shumodiyah lonu shal yitztarech im ha-simen ha-zeh hezgir v'loi yifakvek bo shu tomeh. He's saying two things. Okay? that the pisyon by itself doesn't require hezger, and you don't need another simon tumah with it. Tusi, okay? So this a priori is a pella. Because the pasuk says two psukim before that, that you're machlit with pisyon. So if you're machlit with pisyon, what's going on? So the Chofetz Chaim, Zichron Levoch, in the Teres Kohanim, asks this kasha. It's not kasha the Ram, it's kasha the Kilu, what's going on in the pasuk? So he says, maybe it was said that pisyon is only a simon tumah by itself. If it's the first time around, after Ptur, it could have been different. And there lies in Teres Kohanim to support that, and that's what's going on over here. That this did, the lo yevake, you don't need to look for another simon tumah, even though it's after Ptur, and that's what's going on over here. And that it's not a lav, it's not an ashora, it's a shlili. Okay? Now, next. So that's good. This, it's been shelel a din. The din you don't need, that you don't need two simonim for tumor. You don't, she doesn't know, that's what we're talking about. Okay? Lo yumsu is not a and Isa to kill her, it's a shlilas hadin mimeno. Ki huama she'enom mechuyavim misa choyer v'nishtlomo hachelus. V'ein roi l'forish zeh, okay, v'shonom lo yumsu, you shouldn't have the hat there as in the Arabic, you have to translate. Yik talo means you are enjoined from killing, okay, but it means that she is not neharag. Okay? Now, and here, the important thing is, which we're going to talk about in Spilovmitz next week, the important thing is, because the Torah explains it, ki loy chufosha. Why isn't she chayiv misa? Because she wasn't freed completely. And that's the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis in Chris, and that's in Mishnah Torah, because if she's not a pnuya, because if she would be freed at all, there's no kvis kedushin. She's chalufa. And if she's freed in Gansin, it's not kvis kedushin, the chayim misa. So the reason why it's lo yomsu, because since the issues is incomplete, the chayim misa is incomplete, so there's no chayim misa. That's the Ram learns it. And the Ram, I think, learns the ain't loyal for is there. So he's saying it's an explanation. We have to understand what he's talking about, which part of the pasuk he's talking about. But there's also, there is ashol in the pasuk. And you have to keep that in mind also. And in Mitzvah Hashem, you know, we'll take this up in Mitzvah Hashem next time. I know, I don't understand. I'm going to say a word here and now. I have to go over everything in Mitzvah Hashem next week anyway. Say Hatzlocha Rabbah.